Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Illinois 4-H will be hosting a virtual Speaking for Illinois 4-H training on Monday, February 10th from 7 until 8:30 p.m. This training prepares youth how to meet with county and state elected officials, potential donors, civic groups, and new volunteers. The training will be facilitated by the Illinois 4-H Youth Leadership Team, Extension staff, and volunteers with expertise in government, speaking, and 4-H. Trained members are invited to special speaking engagements, virtual trainings, and legislative events. More information on Speaking for Illinois 4-H can be found on the Illinois 4-H website under Speaking for Illinois 4-H. 4-H members must attend the training to be eligible to participate in Legislative Connection events. Members 14 and over are eligible for this training. Make this the best summer ever. Registration is open for 4-H members ages 8 to 16 for the 2025 summer camp season in Monticello, Illinois. The weeks available are June 3rd through 7th, June 8th through 12th, June 15th through 19th, June 29th through July 3rd, and August 2nd through August 6th. To register or to find out more, go to go.illinois.edu/4-H Memorial Camp. Not a 4-H member? That's fine. It's open to non-4-H members also. Always a great time by everyone who attends. Hamilton County HCE Cultural Arts Show will have a new edition this year, Storybook Quilt Challenge. The requirements are minimum size of 30 by 40, must go along with a child's storybook theme. Quilts can be pieced together, quilted, hand quilted, machine quilted, embroidered, tied, whatever you would like to do. Quilts must be completed by September 4th, and they will be entered in the Fall Festival Cultural Arts Show. They are open to anyone that resides in Hamilton County. Quilts will be displayed at the Cultural Arts Show contest at the Fall Festival on September 4th and 5th. The storybook must accompany the quilt at the contest. Powered by Canned Pancakes, Saturday, February 8th from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Roland Lewis Building at Veterans Park in Mount Vernon, Illinois, the Ag in the Classroom will be serving pancakes, sausage, and drinks. It's $5 for adults, $3 for kids, and 12 and under eats free. It is all you can eat, so go run by, get some pancakes, and help support a good cause. The Unit 24 public speaking contests and demonstrations for Hamilton, Hardin, Pope, Saline, and White counties will be held on March 20th at 6 p.m. at the White County U of I Extension Office. This is open to 4-H participants enrolled in public presentations and demonstrations. It is also enrolled in horticulture and foods for demonstrations. The deadline to enroll is March 14th. Contact your local extension office if you would like to participate in this contest. Celebrating 20 years is Annie's Project, Empowering Women in Agriculture. Our mission is to empower women in agriculture to be successful through education, networks, and resources. Annie's Project is a 6-week course. It is to discuss decision-based workshop, bringing women together to learn from experts in production, financial management, human resources, marketing, and the legal field. There's plenty of time for questions, sharing, reacting, and connecting with your presenters and fellow participants. It's a relaxed, fun, and dynamic way to learn, grow, and meet other farm women from the area. The spring schedule is February 13th, 20th, 27th, March 6th, 13th, and 20th. This will all be held at the Shawnee Illinois College. If you'd like more information, contact your local extension office. There is a $25 fee, which covers all 6 lessons and all handouts. Hamilton, Hardin, Pope, Saline, and White County 4-H is planning a community service activity. For a community service project for 4-H, we will be collecting items for the Ronald McDonald House of Ohio Valley. The Ronald McDonald House program provides housing to keep families together and provide a warm and loving home away from home. The Ronald McDonald House provides comfort, support, and access to resources and their families during their hospital stays. We will be collecting toiletries, first aid supplies, laundry supplies, disinfecting sprays and wipes, all-purpose cleaner, rubber gloves, crayons and colored pencils, card games, puzzle books for adults, board games and puzzles for babies, queen-size sheets, 300-plus thread count, white bath and hand towels, white washcloth and bath mats, queen-size waterproof mattress pads, and AA and AAA batteries. Due to the medical circumstances of guests, only new and unopened items can be donated. 4-H will plan a field trip later in the spring to deliver all these items. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.